We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
What is up, Chiefs Kingdom? We are back for another week. Happy Monday. I'm Haley Lewis, and this is Chiefs News Daily. Today, we're going to take a look at the newest additions to Kansas City on the practice field for the first time, plus hear their thoughts since joining the reigning Super Bowl champs. That and more coming up, but first make sure you like and subscribe right here on the KCSN YouTube channel. All right, Chiefs fans are finally getting their first look at the 2024 Chiefs draft class via social media. Rookie minicamp kicked off this past weekend, and it's going to run through today. 74 players are currently participating in a three-day camp that exposes players to the team's daily schedule, practice routine, and strength and conditioning program. Now, NFL analyst Bucky Brooks explains that although rookie minicamps are a small piece of the offseason puzzle, they allow executive scouts and coaches to look at first-year players stepping into the league this season. In addition, the rookie minicamps enable newcomers to get a taste of the NFL before veterans join the party for OTAs and training camps. Here's a list of the 74 players who were invited to the Chiefs rookie minicamp. This is John Dixon at Arrowhead Phones breaking it down. A total of 74 players are participating. The 17 recently signed undrafted free agents are shown in blue. 9 previously rostered players that are taking part so the team can have the right mix of players available for all the drills and workouts are indicated in yellow. 37 rookies participating in the minicamp on a tryout basis are in green. 4 veterans trying out for the team are listed in light orange. Now, finally, the 7 Kansas City players acquired in the 2024 NFL draft last weekend are shown in red. We're going to break this down even further later on in the show. Now, on day one, Saturday, first-round pick Xavier Worthy spoke with the local media. The speedy wide receiver spoke about why he's not really concerned about his size.
I don't think I took big hits. I delivered them, but I feel like it's not going to be a problem. I feel like just understanding your strengths and your weaknesses, I feel like that's the big thing in the league. Don't obviously try to go hit a 215-pound linebacker. So just understanding your way, understanding your strengths, like I said, and D-Jack was obviously, he came in the league 169 and understood his strengths. So just using your strengths to your strength.
Now, according to NFL.com, Worthy weighed in at the NFL scouting combine at 165 pounds. He showed up at rookie minicamp 169, continued to say he's unconcerned by playing with a lighter frame and has tried to take lessons from watching similarly sized DeSean Jackson. Now, Jackson, a 3-time Pro Bowler, last played in 2022 at the age of 36. He retired in 2023, having led the NFL on 4 separate occasions in yards per reception. Another guy Chiefs Kingdom has high expectations for is offensive tackle Kingsley Suamataia. The former BYU tackle and second-round pick spoke with media on Sunday after practice, saying he's excited to share the same field with Patrick Mahomes. His quote saying, "Patrick was probably the second guy that hit me up, just getting ready on me," Suamataia told the media. "He's fired up. I'm just trying to get in the playbook as fast as possible to know how to best help our O-line and the team. Patrick has been a great mentor as well. Like, just waking up to a message from him, it just blows my mind." Fourth round pick Jared Wiley also spoke with the media during minicamp. The 131st overall pick shared he wants to fit in quickly with the Chiefs offense and contribute where he can.
As far as the coaches, just get in here and learn the offense as fast as possible. Be a key contributor on the team, however that looks, whether it's special teams, offense, whatever they ask me to do, I'll do it. my expectations of myself are basically that. I want to come in here, I want to get comfortable, and you know, I want to learn the brand and style of football that they play here in Kansas City, and you know, I want to be able to do that to the best of my ability.
Fellow fourth-round pick Jaden Hicks also got to speak with the media this weekend. The safety out of Washington State said he's keeping receipts, only as motivation, of course. Hicks was selected as the 133rd overall pick. Now, that's much lower than many draft analysts actually projected the safety to go. Hicks shared with the media, getting passed up on only puts a chip on his shoulder. He said, and quote, "The chip is always there, but that definitely fueled the fire just that much more. I got to make everybody pay for that." Also, old friend alert, Matt Derrick with Chiefs Digest sharing former Chiefs receiver Derek Dieter, who announced his retirement in June of 2022, was back on the field Saturday, but this time as a part of the coaching staff, as a coaching intern. Dieter is working as an intern on the offensive side of the football, working with wide receivers. He's expected to remain with the club through the end of training camp. Now, up next for the Chiefs are OTAs running June 4th through 7th, with mandatory minicamp starting on June 11th, running through the 13th. We can all appreciate a good joke, but man, Tom Brady got put through it during his live 3-hour roast on Netflix last night. Now, this is everything a Chiefs fan could have dreamed of and more, but according to Sean L. McCarthy with the Daily Beast, 7-time Super Bowl champion quarterback Tom Brady allowed his former teammates, coach, owner, his longest on-field rival, a couple of celebrities, and a pack of truly unleashed comedians go off on him in the largest attended, longest ever, and most likely most watched live broadcast of a comedy roast from the Kia Forum for the Netflix Is a Joke Fest. Now, most of the jokes were targeted at Brady, but Tom did get a brief chance to get in a few of his own jabs, and what's a good NFL headline without the Chiefs in it? But right, the GOAT couldn't even help himself when taking a knock at the reigning champs. Play the clip, Tucker.
Kansas City, you say your stadium is the loudest. It helps when all your fans are 14-year-old girls. And in honor of Tay-Tay, let's take a look at the Chiefs' eras. Terrible for 50 years, good for 5. Shake it off.
I mean, I laughed. Drop below in the comments your favorite Brady roast line. And if you haven't watched it yet, grab some popcorn, put on your reigning Chiefs Super Bowl champion shirt, put the kids to bed first, and make sure you tune in for the whole thing. Before rookie minicamp got underway on Saturday, the Chiefs parted ways with 7 players. In addition, KC also added 17 undrafted free agents to their roster. Now, Matt Derrick with Chiefs Digest explains the Chiefs release wide receiver Anthony Miller and withdrew their exclusive rights tender for linebacker Cole Christensen. Now, there's still a chance that Christensen and others released this weekend could return to the club after minicamp if the Chiefs do not choose to keep all 17 college free agents signed on Saturday. The 5 players waived were wide receiver Jacob Copeland, tight end Isaiah Gaithing, safety Tyreek Lipsey, defensive end Jordan Smith, and wide receiver Shai Smith. Now, here's a list of the 17 UDFAs added to KC. As always, in the comments below, tell us your thoughts or go share what you think over on the LLC, that's our Loyal Listeners Club, to discuss with other fans how you feel about these additions and these cuts. All right, time to check in on social media. The latest from Twitter, Instagram, and so much more. This weekend, it was a busy one for both Travis Kelce and Patrick Mahomes, who were spotted all over. Well, first up, it was the Kentucky Derby on Saturday. Kelce was spotted in Louisville taking in one of the finest horse racing events. U.S. Weekly sharing Kelce looked like a complete gentleman at the 150th annual Kentucky Derby races, dressing up in a crisp pinstripe suit. The 34-year-old attended the Churchill Downs annual equestrian race on Saturday, May 4th, looking pretty dapper in a double-breasted pinstripe suit with a dark tie and a pocket square. He wore a platinum watch and earrings topped off the look with a dark fedora that held a light blue feather on the side. All right, fancy pants. After walking the red carpet, it was off to Miami to join his bestie Patrick Mahomes at the Grand Prix. Busy weekend for the tight end and QB. The duo are also co-owners for Alpine F1. According to People Magazine, Travis and Patrick became the lead investors in an ownership group that secured a $218 million investment into Alpine Racing. The Super Bowl champions also joined 4-time golf champion Rory McIlroy and Olympic boxing gold medalist Anthony Joshua in the investment alongside Kelce's management company, A&A Management. Now, Alpine Racing shared a clip On Instagram, Kelsey at the F1 Grand Prix, proudly repping the team's logo on his baseball cap as he munched on some snacks. The team captioned the clip saying, which was fittingly actually set to Kelsey's girlfriend Taylor Swift's song Florida, welcome to Florida, at Killa Trav. Now, the Chiefs tight end and quarterback aren't the only big names at the Miami Grand Prix. The pair were spotted alongside French soccer legend Zinedine Zidane in the Alpine Garage before the race. Now, NFL UK and Ireland tweeted out, football greatness in Miami. Mahomes even showing off some arm power, going deep at the Grand Prix. Not the first time Mahomes has had a little bit of success at Hard Rock Stadium. All right, folks, that does it for another episode of Chiefs News Daily. Remember, join us on that LLC, our Loyal Listeners Club. It's a great place to chat and interact with other fans and myself. Also, make sure you show us some love from today's episode. Like and subscribe right here on the KCSN YouTube channel. Thanks for kicking off your week with us, and have a great rest of your Monday.